You know, no, that is a Russian.
No, someone that is. Wait,
he shows up, runs after, and says, look at what a big
he puts his name on the buildings.
Like, who was it? Madoff or the guy before him? there was a big guy who gave charity, and he had his name on it, and they took it off the building.
Bosky.
Mitchelson, not Mitchelson.
Milken.
Milken.
Bosky.
Bosky, right.
Bosky is a disseminator.
They gave millions to Zucker,
and it was stolen money.
Well, there's a guy here in Flatbush who steals money, millions from people's investments, and you come to perform, he's giving out $1,000 bills.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, so Cain stuck l'chaim, stucker that's l'shem shamayim, will result in life. Umiradef ra'al l'mosa, a person that pursues evil together. Again, the mitzudas learns together with stucker l'mosa will result in his death. L'mosa not only will result in his death, but stuck itself will be a kitra against him in shamayim that he did again. Not give the money l'shem shamayim, he gave the money l'shem for ulterior motives. Pasuk kaf. Toyavas Hashem Yishleki. This we had this theme before. The abomination Hashem is a person who has a crooked heart. Uritzaynoi, Hashem's will is Tamimei Dorech, Hashem's will is with those people who are wholesome. Okay, Pasek Chaf in the Mitzudos, Ikshelev, Maril Adam Yoishoi, a person's a faker. Ikshelev means a person who shows to someone else that he's a Yashar, Umachshavoyz, Liboy, Ikshoyz, his heart is crooked. He's a faker, he's a phony. Tamimei Derech, Hatam Midrachav, Umashve Mistore Linig Lehu, he makes equal the secret with what is revealed. Hu Yirtzel Hashem, he will Yirtzel Hashem, he is the person that is Yirtzel Hashem, will find favor in Hashem's eyes. I recently came across a var, I think it ties in this pasuk. We know that we wear tefillin, we only wear tefillin during the week. We do not wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why? Because a person always needs to have two signs. What are the two signs? A bris mila and tefillin. Shabbos is bris, tefillin is called an os v'chaya l'chol os al yotcha. It's an os. And bris mila is called, it's an os, beni uveinechem, it's a sign for Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is also an os. So therefore, on Shabbos, we don't need to wear it. A person has to always have two oses. Now, what's unique about why the Dafka do we have two oses, the os of tefillin and the os of bris mila? The answer is because bris mila is a private os. It's upon a person's erva. An erva is something that a person conceals. Okay, Adam Chava Hoyu Arumim Bayis Bosh Shoshu. They were embarrassed. It's not something that a person reveals. Tfilin Shal Roish is Verohu Kol Ame Haaretz Ki Shem Hashem Nikulach V'yamecha. It represents publicity. Shabbos also is publicity. The fact that Klai Yisrael observes Shabbos is also a public statement that we are different. The message is a person always has to have two oises, private and public. And the goal is that he has to be mashveh, like what it says here in this pasuk, that a person has to be mashveh, what's private to what's public. He should not appear on the outside to be one type of person and hiding in secret to be a different type of person. A person has to be mashveh, what is private with what is public. That's why dafka these two oises. And that's to some degree what this pasuk says, Toyavas Hashem Ikshelev. It is an abomination of a person has a crooked heart. And the Mitzvah learns, what does it mean? His heart is crooked. It's crooked means it's not in sync with his exterior, with the way he presents himself to the outside.
Are you allowed to put on tefillin if you don't have a bris?
Yes. It's not totally, there's no halach, only Karim Pesach. That's the only mitzvah that you need a bris mila for. But this idea is expressed in this pasuk that a person has to be in sync. The private life must be in sync with his public life. Ritzonei Hashem's will is with Tamimei Dorech, the person whose ways are wholesome. And deeper meaning is, they are together. The way he appears in public is the way he behaves in private when no one is watching. Okay, let's go to Nazareth.
Suppose you don't want to give to a particular tzedakah, but peer pressure forces you. So in your life, you're really very...
The Gemara says that if a person, I want to give tzedakah, b'shul sheyichya b'ni, hareiz et tzadik gamor. So giving tzedakah because of peer pressure is no worse than sheyichya b'ni, and it's et tzadik gamor, as long as it's a good cause. as long as it's a good cause, what's the problem? Just because you don't agree with all the decisions? There was a very wealthy person in America that gives a lot of money to Stuck. They interviewed him, Rechnitz, the one who lives in Los Angeles. So his big thing, he says, his big thing in giving tzedakah is don't butt in with the people to whom you give the tzedakah to. Every time you give tzedakah to an organization, it's impossible for you to agree with all of their policies and their hashkafa. And it's a natural tendency, if you're giving someone $1 million, there are conditions. I'm giving you $1 million, but I don't want you to deny services to certain types of people. I don't want you to do this. So he says that's what he's been trained. I don't remember who he said it from, that when you give tzedakah, there's no conditions attached. Here's the tzedakah, you do with the money whatever you want. You need the money, I'm not going to butt in. And he attributes, I think, that mahalich to, I don't want to say it's a success, but that's what he feels is a very important thing that people who give tzedakah should recognize. It's not your business to tell people what to do with the tzedakah. Every organization has their agenda. There's no two people that think alike, and no two organizations that have the same hashkafa, but everyone needs the money, and everyone does something good. So there's peer pressure, so you give them money, you don't identify with that moissat, so you don't identify with that moissat. They do good things. Everyone is trying to do their best.
Look, the same, they teach, of course, politicians.
Yeah.
So you have a politician, certain things that he says you agree with,
yeah.
Certain things you totally disagree with, but you can't separate the two.
There's no black and white in this world. Everything is, we live in a gray world. You can't, that's the way the world is. There's no black and white. Everything is gray. And there's no such thing as pure good, and there's no such thing as pure evil. That's the way you live in the world. You have to have a balance.
According to that, about one man, make a clear decision not to give the rich stuff at all.
Well, you have priorities.
Negatives.
You only have a limited amount of money to give the stock. Obviously, you're going to give stock to your priorities, to things that you are, to services that you benefit from. That's number one. If you have a limited amount of money, you go to a certain shul every single Shabbat, every single day. It goes without saying, those are your priorities. These are the people that you derive benefit. Then a person's a multi-billionaire, you have money, you have extra money, you have to give to other people. People will come to you non-stop asking for money, and you have the money to give, and you want to be good, you want to give. So obviously people are going to be asking you for money. You don't hold from them altogether. You don't hold from the hashkafa. I'm a satma chassid, and someone from the Mizrahi comes with stock. They are poor people in the Mizrahi community, and they want money. So of course you're going to give them money. Just because you don't agree with them on every single thing, does that mean you're not going to what?
I just don't see your point as being very realistic. If it's one thing to say that you're not going to butt in the internal affairs of an organization, but you have to pick and choose.
Of course. I'm talking about
everybody.
Exactly right.
Even though they don't.
But the little that you do give, there are
people who you totally disagree.
The little that you do give, the small amount of money that you do give, it's not your priority. You're going to give $1 billion to one type of organization. You go give $18 to another organization. When you give the $18, mind your own business.
Well,
don't.
That's for sure.
Exactly. So that's what it's all about.
Doesn't talk very loud.
They even say, I even read an article about the people who come around in shul. They come around and shul, they ask some money. So there are a lot of fakers. We all know that. There are a lot of fakers.
It's their part of us.
Yeah, whatever.
That's their job.
It's very sad. So the question was, they come around. You want to check into their credentials. Are they really collecting for a legitimate organization? Where's the money really going? So on and so forth. So you see every so often that there are people that look at their plastic laminated cards, and they read it, and they look at the haskamas, and they make phone calls. So the question is, how far do you really have to go in checking into their credentials? So a person who's very involved in these things, he says, if you only plan on giving the person a dollar, it's not kedai, the bezioina is to humiliate the person to go and to even look at it. No, it's a matter of humiliation. You're giving him $100, $200, a significant amount of money, so then of course, yeah, don't go waste him, don't go burn your money. But to go give someone a quarter and to be mevaza him and to go check out his credentials and look on the sheet and go look what he's collecting for 50 cents, 25 cents, is that really right? Is that really correct? Okay, we're going off the topic. Let's go further.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
I was there one Sunday morning. The first time, there was a guy came in with a cassette or whatever, you know, it was too bad or whatever. And he wants to talk, so they pointed. Rabbi Reisman was down that minute at 6:20. So sure enough, he goes over, and Rabbi Reisman looks at whatever he presented, and I guess he felt comfortable. And he turns around, he said, "Mr. So, this gentleman is here from Israel's Klepidus. Anything you can give would be..."
So very nice.
He turns around and he goes back to his davening, whatever he's doing, right? So that's the way they...
They have a policy. Every shul is different. Like every shul, you can't generalize. Every shul, when it gets out of hand, when every 5 seconds someone's come over to you, it gets out of hand, so then you have to tell them, you're not allowed to come here anymore. Yeah, only come during Chazaras Hashatz. You can't come during Birchas Kriyashma. Look at the Kaisel, it's over. That's what I understand. They don't let a collectors to come into the Coastal Plaza. Past a certain section, you're not allowed to enter. Or the collector is not allowed to enter. Because it just got out of hand. So, so cruel. How can you deny tzedakah? It's the fundamental midos of Klal Yisrael, the Rachmanim, the Gemli Chasadim, and you're not allowing people to give tzedakah when the Kaisel? The answer is yeah. When every 10 seconds someone's coming to collect, it's just a little bit out of hand. Let's go further. Pasuk Chofav. This is a very powerful pasuk, and there are a lot of midrash, a lot of Mamar Chazal. Yod liyod lo yinake. Hand to hand will not be innocent. Lo yinake ro will not be innocent from evil. Will not be innocent. Will not be free spirit from harm. But v'zerat tzadikim, the seed of the righteous, nimlot will escape. And what does this mean? Let's go one step at a time. Pasuk Chaf Aleph in the midst of the stav again. Liyad miyodoi shel makoim. That's the first siyat from the hand of Hashem. Yavoi hagmul will come punishment liyad hamuchuyev to the guilty party. Hashem will dish out from his hand to the hand of the perpetrator, to the rasha, punishment. The lo yinoke hara mimenu, and this evil man will not be spared, cleansed from. He will not be spared from hara mimenu. Hashem will not withhold the ra mimenu. Ki lo soshuv reikam. He will not go away empty-handed, meaning that he will definitely get what he deserves. Aval zerat tzadikim lipa'amim nimlutum in hara, they will escape punishment. Asher yeshulach aleim, which is sent upon them, bavur zuchus kishrein ma'ase avos, in the zuchus of their forefathers. And zuchus avos, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to dispense punishment from his hand to the hand of a tzaddik, Hashem withholds the punishment in the zuchus of a tzaddik. But when Hashem dispenses punishment from his hand to the hand of the rasha, he will get what he deserves. Okay, now let us take a look. Now, so according to Rashi, Mitzudas, yad liyad means the yad of Hashem to the yad of man. And what is Hashem dispensing? Punishment. Lo yinake. It's not going to be raw. The raw will not be withheld. Period. Rashi. Yod liyod. Same exact interpretation. Miyod kolaymar. Miyod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyodoi. To man's hands. Tavaloi schar pulasai. Will come the reward for his... The reward or the part... In this case, it means... Will come what a person deserves. The sachar here does not mean good reward. Sachar here means punishment. The punishment for his pu'ulasai, the lo yinake min hara asher asa, and he will not be spared. I know, I take that back. According to Rashi, that means really a kama. Yod li yod kama. Hashem will give reward. Maybe that's what Rashi means. Hashem will give reward to a tzaddik. Hashem will get what he deserves.
I think this kind of means reward. Maybe just pay.
Pay?
Means
okay, fine. Yad li yad lo, so it's one expression. Yad li yad lo yinake ra, the schar pulaso, the punishment for his deeds. V'lo yinake min ara, also he will not be spared from the ra that he has done. But the zer tzadikim, they will escape. Okay, so pretty much Rashi seems to be saying the same idea as what we learned in the Mitzudos. The yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the yad of the rasha, will not, Hashem will transfer the punishment, and he will not be spared from from what he deserves. Now let's go to a couple of midrashim. First comes a very, very popular Gemara in Masechet Berachos. Everything in Masechet Berachos, for some reason, I don't know, was more popular. Maybe because many people learn Berachos, they spend a lot of time learning Berachos. And the Gemara there says, Tan Rabbanan Hameratze Maos Liisha Miyadoi Liyada Kedei Lehistakel Ba. Pretty girl comes into the store and she buys something, so you can give her and she changes, let's say the change is 25 cents. Instead of better example, instead of giving her a quarter, you give her 25 pennies. So you can keep on looking at her, one penny, another penny, in order so you meratza mos liyodoi liyoda to her hand. So the yod, really you should say liyoda with a hey in Lashon Nekeva, but the idea is here, that's what it means. So he's not going to be safe from lo yinoke ra. What's the ra? The dina shel gehenem. So this is this whole pasuk, and in fact the next couple of psukim are focusing on the punishment for being nichshol in arayos. Okay, let me read the whole Gemara.
So why is there a tzaddikim saved?
The zer, because what is a tzaddik? The essence that we had this so many times. What is a tzaddik? Tzaddik, what is a tzaddik? The tzaddik is like Yosef HaTzaddik. He was oymed in the Nesoyin. So what it has to then mean in Echnam, yes, in a very good question, the Gemara really asks this question in a different context, is that the tzaddik has in him the koichos of his ancestors. When a person works on a midah, that midah becomes part of his DNA, to some degree, becomes part of his essence. When he has a child, the next generation, the child is able to be oymed in the Nisoyan. In other words, so the child, the reason why the child is able to be oymed in the Nisoyan is not necessarily due to his effort. It's a gift. It's been passed down from me. It's my Bechira. It's the child's Bechira. But the reason why he has an easier time passing this Nisoyon is because his ancestors have already done the hard work. They have worked on themselves, and through time, through the ages, they have passed down the ability to be oymed on this Nisoyon. So the Nimlot, they're not going to get special reward. They're not, because it was easy. This is an idea that Rav Dessler discussed at great length. That you could have a hoodlum, a terrible, terrible person, and his reward in the next world can be much, much greater than a tzaddik who sits and learns his entire life. Because every person has a different point of bechira. And a person is brought up, he's a tinek shenishba, he's brought up as an avarian, and he's able just to raise himself a small amount, that's much greater than a tzaddik who lowered himself, even though by lowering himself he has not done anything that's really harmful to society, or anything that's really wrong. It's just that the tzaddik was born with a high point level of bechira, and a rasha was born with a low level of bechira. The rasha has gone up a step, so instead of killing 10 people, he only killed 9 people. So he'll go to Olam Haba, because he elevated himself, and you can't blame him 100% for killing 9 people, because that's what his nature is. But the fact that he only killed 9 and not 10, oh, he's a tzaddik. Whereas the tzaddik, he should have learned Kolat Harakula, and instead he only learned 10 Mesachtas. You failed in life. Your point of Bechira is in a much higher level. What have you accomplished in this world? Nimlot, but now, on the other hand though, that's at least it's the Rasha, that's the Tzaddik, at least he didn't do an Avera. There's also something to be said for that. But that's not his merit, that's the merit of his ancestors. He's from the Tzaddikim. Yeah.
I want to learn Shah. It's a little radical, but it also applies to this one's parasha. That Zera Tzaddik Nimlot helps the Avera run away from him. For example, Yaakov Avinu kissed
Rachel.
Right. You know, pardon me, but if I take my 6-year-old girl and I go to see what I consider a big rabbi, whoever he is,
and he would kiss her,
and he kisses her on the head,
he's finished.
No, I would say, you know, he understands what the kid. Let's say someone comes in, a woman who's very depressed, all her children die. I'm the same with Masha. She would go into a rabbi. The rabbi would take her hand and she would say, you know, his intentions have nothing to do with this, no avera, no nothing. Even though some idiot on the side will say, "Ooh, look what he did."
So that's what you're saying.
He'll do it with a kerchief.
It's endearing.
If you keep the Spanish because you have it, so you know you're going to go straight up. But if you're a Zeretz, you have this good gene in you. You know, the guy, if he's a crook...
Yeah, I understand. Okay, let's go for it. Let's see. Let's see what it's over here.
Huh? There you go.
Idea is correct. Okay, let's see. Okay, so this is one interpretation. Okay, let me read the Gemara. It's a short Gemara. Let me read the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. It's a famous Gemara. Meratze mos lo'isha miyodoy liyodoh. Kedei listakel bo. Afilu yesh biyodoy. Even if he has in his possession Torah ma'isim tovim ki Moshe... Rabbeinu lo yinake midina shel gehenim. Shnemar yod li yod lo yinake ra. So I guess mi shemratzem mi yod li yod. I guess the second yad. I think what the Gemara means to say is the second yad is the yad of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yod. The first yad is a code for being counting money from his hand to her hand. Li yod means. Even if he has in his possession Toiru Maisim Toivim, it's in his possession, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's still Lo Yinake Ra of Dina Shel Gehenim. Okay, yeah.
Isn't that always true?
What?
You do something good, you do something bad. Just because you get something good doesn't mean.
Right, and Echanam, that's another mess. Let's Shalom, that's another medrash. That's another very powerful medrash with the Gemara. Now let me read you this. I'm going to jump ahead. This is one of the medrash Mishle medrash Mishle. Okay, so you touched upon here this following this idea. Let me read what it says. Shtei yodayim yesh loyel adam. Okay, yod liyod. A person has two hands. Im goyne bachas. He steals with one hand. The noise saint stuck up yacheres. Okay, so he lives a double life. He thinks that he'll give stucka. Lo yinake. Now, what does it mean? Lo yinake. You will not be spared from Gehenim. V'zer shenema yod liyod lo yinake. In yad achas, one hand will not. Cleanse, atone for the other hand. So here the one is the here's the point. Let's go further. Mashal. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mashal. Adam echad sholach lo'av avera. A person did an avera. What avera did he do? The worst avera. V'nosan l'zoynes schar. He came out of a beis zoynes, and he just finished paying the zoyna with his hand. Okay, he gave her the money. He comes out, and on his way out, he bumps into a shnora, into a beggar. Okay. V'nosan l'zoyne. What was the shnor doing there? V'nosan. That's where the money is. That's where the money is. Why do you rob the bank? Because that's where the money is. V'nosan l'zoyne l'sar. V'lo hispik l'tseis v'pesach beis atche poga boy oni echad. Amar loy ha'oni tein li tztaka. The oni says, give me tztaka. V'nosan loy v'holachlo. So he gives him tztaka. Now this person, he just says that he makes the following statement. Omar oisai ha'ish. That person says to himself, Ilule shirotza kadosh baruch hu l'chaper al avoynosai lo shalach oisai ani she'etim lo yitztok. Hashkocha pratis. Hashem wanted me to have kapara. Hashem wanted me to have the pleasure of doing the avera. And Hashem knows I'm going to get in trouble in Shemayim. So Hashem sent me the ani so I can atone for my sin. That is the calculation a person makes in the back of his mind. Who is the Oysa Ha'ish? Every single person in this world. Every single person in this world does Averos. In other Mashayasatav lo yechata. And every single person has unusual opportunities in this world to do mitzvahs. Special Hashkacha Pratis to do mitzvahs. And the person, in his every person, deep down, he makes this krum, this corrupt calculation. The only reason why, rationalization that Hashem provided me, welcome. Hashem gave me this opportunity in order to atone for my sins. So what does Hashem say? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rasha! You Rasha! Al Tachshav Kain. That's not the way it works. Elalech ulumoid me chachmose shel shloime sheperash viamar yod li yod lo yinoke ra. The yad, the mitzvah that you do with one hand, is not going to atone for the sin you've done with the other hand. So yod li yod, according to the first according to we're after three interpretations. Let's take a step back. According to Rashi, the Yad Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send punishment to the Yad Shel Adam. Second interpretation, a person's meratzim mos to an isha, even if he has in his possession Torah, Masim Tovim, Lo Yinaka. Third interpretation, a person should not make a mistake and think that the mitzvah that I've done with this hin is going to atone, cancel the Avera. There's going to be a reward for the mitzvah, and there's going to be punishment for the Avera, and there's nothing you can do to avoid the punishment unless you do Tshuva, Masim Tovim.
Okay. Interpretation.
Yeah?
That means repetitive times. You do the same Avera.
Multiple times. If you do it once in a while, you're okay. You can do it once in a while. But if you do it too many times, then you're interested. It's an interesting idea. Yalia means your custom.
Second nature.
Okay, let me tell you some more. Now this medrash is a little bit more elaborate. And it goes through a sequence. It goes through a sequence of ideas, and each time the Gemara keeps on refining the idea. Let me read the entire thing. Nusach Acher. This is a Yalkut Shmoni. The Yalkut Shmoni says, "Mi sheyesh by gasay saruach." If a person is a bal gaiva, an arrogant person, even if he is a person afilu, even if hiknohu laKadosh Baruch Hu shemayim varetz. He made Hashem known throughout the entire world. He's in the newspapers. The whole world recognizes him as an icon of an ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does the word Yad capture this idea? Because of Avraham, who was the ultimate ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu. And what did Avraham Avinu say? Hari Maisi Yadi Lekel Elyon Koine Shemayim Varetz. I lift up my hand, my yad, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Koine Shemayim Varetz. So here it says, Yod, a person whose hand is equal to the hand of Avraham Avinu, who was Haroi Moisi, Yodi, Lekel Elyon Koine Shemayim Varetz, but he's still a Balgaiva, but he still has himself gaiva, lo yinoke medina shel gehenim. V'zeu shen, zeu yod li yod, afilim him yodoy lehodia lakol shashemu koine shmai baritz, lo yinoke. Yod li yod means he lifts up his hand. That's how the Medrash first interprets the word yod li yod. His hand is equal to the hand of Avraham Avinu.
With gaiva.
Yodoy?
Yodli Yod. He does it. He takes the Yod to do that.
Is that what it means over here?
With the Gaiva. He puts it up and says, you see, I'm doing this great, this thing, whatever it is. By showing off with it, that's even bigger. That's a big Chil Hashem.
Okay. I don't know the detail, but this is the basic gist of the Yalkut Shmoni. That's how the Yalkut Shmoni starts at. It equates the Yod to Yod of Harimosi Yodi. The Yalkut Shmoni says, I don't like this pshat. Omar le koshila reb shila. Hayod li yod. If that's really what the pasuk really means to say, it should say, yodayim lo yinake. What's the repetition? Yod li yod. Something doesn't fit well. Okay, I don't know exactly what the havmina was, what the question is, but the reb shila says that this is really what the pasuk means. It should say, yodayim lo yinake. Not yod li yod. The word yod li yod, hand to hand, captures a different interpretation. So therefore, because of this question, Rabbi Shila gives a new interpretation. El Amid Rabbi Shila, Afilu Kibel Tarbiyad Yemino Kemosh Rabbeinu, Mimino Eishtos Lamo, Lo Yinoke Medina Shalkem. Yod li yod means your hand is equal to the hand of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe's yad mimino eish das lomo. In his right hand was a fiery law. Whose right hand? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah miyad from the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here with the pasuk Lusa says, even a person is a very great Talmud Chacham. His hand is equal to the hand of Moshe that was mekabel the Torah. If he does averos, he still has to pay the price for the averos. In other words, it's not going to, like, same idea. The mitzvahs are not going to, the Torah is not going to cancel his averos. So the Gemara is the kash. If that's really the case, it should say not yod liyod. It should say yod miyod. If his hand was mekabel miyod from the yad of Hashem, the Torah. So again, the lama does not fit well. So then the Gemara, then the Yalkut Shmoni presents the third opinion, the final opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Ela Amr Rabbi Yochanan, what it means is afilu osot tzedakah baseser yod liyot. I'm the biggest baal tzedakah in the world. I've given out billions of dollars to tzedakah. From my hand has gone liyot to the hand of a poor man. But if you have in your possession averos, sins, when you think that averos are going to cover up for the sins, no such thing. Lo yinok era, lo yinok medina shal gehenim. This is the Yalkut Shmoini. It's not a Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, afilu osa tztaka baseser, shakosav matan baseser yich be'of, a gift in secret, it withholds anger. Lo yinoke medina shal gehenim v'zehu yod liyod.
So why is Zera Tzadikim?
So why is Zera Tzadikim nimlot? I do not know. I don't really know how the end of the pasuk fits in. And that the Yalkut Shmoni could be the Yalkut Shmoni is not really trying to address that. Sometimes you have that where you have an idea. And the end fits. So sometimes the Medrash just takes a very limited part of an expression and only deals with it, ignoring what comes before and after.
I mean, the Zeret Tzadikim run away from the situation. They don't get into.
They're not nichshol in this. They don't have this problem.
Right.
They don't have this problem. They don't have any problem.
The Malbim says, "Oh, yeah, Yod, God will do it personally, lo al yidei shliach, because." You know, once you give Nitein Lushus Lamashlis, he's going to do it. However, Tzadikim already, Yischos, brings down the Pasuk, Vayizkor Elokim es Avraham, and then he saved Lot. Vayishlach es Lot Meitoch HaFeicha. In other words, Avraham's Schusim saved his Zera, which was Lot. So in other words, with Schusim, it works on a different level. So he translates the Pasuk, Yad Liyad, when you do an
Avera, direct, Hashem is direct.
Take care of you personally, because Lo Yitein, you know, once you give Nitein Rishus Lamashkas, doesn't do that. But for Schusim, he does.
Even.
In other words, it will help. It will help Zera.
Future generations.
It will help the Zera.
It extends. So punishment goes the direct.
It doesn't punish you, Zera, but Chusim do, because any quotes from Lo. That's the
possible. Rashi alludes that it's slightly, because Rashi says the word. Rashi says Miyad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Liyada. Like Rashi and the Mishnah, they say they learn like similar to that idea that we're dealing with Hakadosh Baruch Hu directly punishing the Rasha in Chanami. Very good. All right, so this is another interpretation. Yod Liyad is giving stock, at least according to the Gemara's Maskana. Okay, one last idea on this pasuk is Yod Liyad. I'll read you the words. This is a Shmos Rabba. Amar Rabbi Pinchas Hakoyin Ben Chama. You ever hear that person? Rabbi Pinchas HaKoyin Ben Chama. You familiar with this person? Tana and Medrash. Rabbi Pinchas HaKoyin Ben Chama. Imasisa mitzvah al tevakish matan schar miyad liyad. Miyad liyad here means miyad. Very interesting interpretation. Miyad does not just mean from the hand. It means immediately. Immediately. When a person does an avera, a person should not demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want my reward now. Let the rewards be credit for future generations. And here the Medrash elaborates. What does it mean? Why? Lo sinoke. She'ein ata miskane me'avonosecha. Because if you're going to demand immediate reward for your good deeds, then you'll never have atonement. In other words, this Medrash appears to be saying the opposite of what we said before, that your good deeds, to some degree, are mechaper for your sins. It's mamash the opposite of what we said before. She'ena ta misnake, you will not be cleansed me'avonosecha. What does this mean? The person will be called a Rasha. And the person furthermore will be called a Rasha. You're not going to leave over anything, any zuchusim for the next generation. She'ilu, he gives an example. She'ilu. Bikshu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Lekabel Es Matan Schodim Shel Mitzvos Sha'asu. If they would have demanded to be rewarded for their good deeds in their lifetimes, then Klal Yisrael would never have survived. When Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Egel, said to Hashem, Zechor LaAvraham LeYitzchak LeYaakov, Hashem would say, sorry, their account is clean. It's been paid up. The only reason why Hashem was able to mechabek Klal Yisrael for the Chedegel was because they had zchusim. What was the zchusim? The zchusavos. Because at Bedavka, Hashem did not reward Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov in their lifetime, and that reward was saved for their children. So that's how the Medrash interprets this pasuk. That's Zer Havayod Liyod Lo Yinakeh. And that's also the, according to this interpretation here, we can understand what the pasuk includes. Vezer Tzadikim Yimlot, Vezer Tzadikim will survive. So let's go back and read the entire pasuk. Yod Lili Yod Lo Yinakeh, a person who demands immediate reward. So Yod Liyod means Miyad. Don't read it hand, immediate. Then Lo Yinakeh, then he's in trouble. He will receive his reward and his averos will remain. There will be nothing for a person to use as a zuchus, as an advocate, to be mechaper for his sins. Furthermore, Ra, he is an evil person because he is starving his children from zuchusim that he need, that they need. And when the day will come when his children will find themselves in trouble and they will want to rely upon the zuchusim of their forefathers, there will be nothing there to rely upon and they will be destroyed.
Who says that?
The Medrash Rabbah. Medrash Rabbah. What? On the other hand, the Zera Tzadikim Nimlot. But a tzaddik that does not take reward in this world for his good deeds, but puts it aside for credit in Shemayim, his seed will indeed survive. And who do we learn this from? From the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Avos did not receive reward for their mitzvah in this world, and that's the reason why Moshe was able to say, Zechor LeAvraham LeYitzchak UleYaakov. Now take note that this idea is kemat the opposite of the first idea that we started with, Yod LeYod. And a mitzvah that you do with one hand is not going to be mechaper for an avera that you did with another hand. In this matter, it's saying that it does. And because it does, better use the reward of the mitzvah as a kapara for the avera than use the reward of the mitzvah as actual demanding reward in this world. Okay, so sach hakol, we've come away with quite a number of perushim for the word liyod. Let's try to chazan very quickly. First interpretation is pshan rashi, mitzudas, pashat. Yod liyod, the yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dispenses punishment directly into the hand of the rasha. Pashat pshat. Second pshat, gemar brachas. Yod liyod, a man who counts money from his hand to the hand of a woman in order to be mistakel to look at her, even if he has in his possession Torah mitzvos, the yodah in his possession Torah mitzvos, lo yinaka medina shal gehenet. Third interpretation, the mitzvos that you do with one yad is not lo yinaka, it's not going to be mechaber for the averus to do with the other yad. Fourth, and fifth, and sixth interpretation was from the Yalkut Shmoni. We first wanted to say, Hari Maisi, Yadi, Lekelel, Yadi. Even a person that's hand is equal to the hand of Avraham Avinu, who is the ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koine Shemayim Varetz, if he does Averos, Lo Yinake. We rejected that because it's not grammatically correct. The second interpretation, the next day, that would be the fifth interpretation, would then be Rabbi Shila, that even if you makabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also not going to work. You're not going to be cleansed from sin. Interpretation number six. Six is, which we remain with, even if you give a lot of tzedakah. Don't be a big shot. I give a lot of tzedakah. Do you know how much tzedakah I give to this organization? I can do whatever I want. I can do all the averus I want. But say, sir, yod li yod, you give from your hand to the hand of a poor person, lo yinake ra. So what? Big deal. You gave tzedakah. Big deal. Lo yinake medina shel gehenna. That's a very scary vart. Sixth and number seven, the last one is yod li yod, that a person, lashon yod is miyad. that even that a person should not demand in this world, Hashem, I live a good life. People, you see that sometimes. People that Toveya, I've lived a good life, I'm a good person. How could this happen to me? How could you just let me suffer like this? Yod, no person should not say yod, yod, not the man. You don't know that your good deeds are going to be zechusim, merits for your future generations. They will need to come onto your zechusim in order to survive, like Avraham and Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's what thinking.
Interesting, right? Yod, you don't. I'm saving up credit for the future generation. It's easier said. A lot of things seem very good on paper. He didn't have any children. It's true. He didn't have any children.
That's a bad thought. But either we said at the beginning that he didn't know if we believed in that concept, if anyone was written in the concept of all.
Yeah, it was the guy Danju when they live exactly. All right, so you have sach hakol 7 interpretations for this very popular pasuk yod liyod. Okay, let's now go to pasuk chaf beis nezem zav be'af chazir isha yafa v'saras toa. A woman, a beautiful woman. A beautiful woman, Yifas Toyar, beautiful woman, but has no seichel. She's sorah, she turns astray from reasoning. What is the reasoning? Okay, that means, obviously, Yerushalayim and Torah are proper hashkaf in life. She is equivalent to a beautiful gold ring, nezem zof, beautiful ring, on the nose of a chazir. Okay? No one's going to say, what?
There's more than one.
Right. Yeah, say them all, yeah.
You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
You say that again, I never heard that. You can't make a
silk purse
out of a
sow's ear.
Sow's pig's
ear, okay. Okay.
Then there's a more recent one. Like
lipstick on a pig. Right. Lipstick on a pig, yeah.
That phrase, he says it like, since it's a mitzvah, only where if you have arba kamfos, you supposed to put tzitzis on. So if you have the ability to do a mitzvah of tzitzis, and you don't do it because you don't have to, so this is he uses this pasuk.
Nezem.
Example, you know, you just pass it over. So that's what.
You pass it over.
You quote that pasuk on this pasuk.
Nezem zabiyaf chazir. Now, there's more to this, because when you put a beautiful nezem, a gold ring on the af chazir, it's not just that it's disgusting that you've taken something beautiful and by contrasting it with a pig, it's most, it's disgusting, but worse. What is the chazir going to do with the beautiful ring? It's going to fashtup it in the mud, and worse, and the tzoa. It's going to make it even more disgusting. So the beauty that Hashem has given this woman will become disgusting. The beauty will be transformed, will be ruined. Her bad midos, the soras tam, will be instrumental in destroying the beauty that Hashem has given her. Okay, now, let's see Mitzudas and Rashi, Mitzudas Pasach HaBeiz Nezem Zav Kimo. Ilu yasimu nezem zabiyaf chazir. A person would put a beautiful ring, a gold ring on the nose of a chazir. Hinei lo sishmar ho adi ze lehiskashe ba. The ornament, adi means an ornament, will not remain to be there to give beauty to the chazir. Aval tislach lech oisa bitsoa. The chazir will dirty this nezem zahav in excrement. Period. Kain derech isha yafa asher sara mimenu tam va'atzas hachochma, woman that turns away from reasoning and counsel of wisdom, ki lo sishma yafa lehamoysa la, that the beauty will not remain in her, kiyim lehanesar la, I'm sorry, ki lo sishma yafa lehamutu la, it will not be to the person that she's allowed to live with. In other words, a husband that she's allowed to live with, but rather, she will give her beauty, kim le'anesala. So just like the beauty of the pig takes it goes to the tsoya, so a man to whom the woman is not allowed to live with is like the tsoya, she will be giving over her beauty to tsoya, to a man that she's not allowed to be with. La'anesala v'ne'mar le'mashal, this pasuk is a mashal, al ni shemot se'chachma, a person that's chachma, ve'inim shamesh bol le'chachma sa'toyra, kiim le'ramos, So then the person is equivalent to a nezem zobiyav chazir. Rashi chabez nezem zobiyav chazir shemelach lechaysab beashpois makes it disgusting in the garbage. Shem kain talmid chacham hasom in aderech hatoyva. There's nothing worse than talmid chacham that seven derech hatoyva. It's one thing a person never had chachma, but the biggest apikarsim out there in the world today, the people that started off are the talmidei chachamim, because the talmidei chachamim, they know they have all the background, all the source material to do the greatest harm to Klal Yisrael. You see that today. You see, they even say that the people who write for Haaretz, it's a paper in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very left-wing paper. I think some of the best writers were Talmidim and Panovich. That's what they say. Some of the most liberal, extreme writers for Haaretz were Talmidim and Panovich. They have the background. You have the background. The higher you go, the lower you fall. And that's exactly what Rashi Avihu says. A Talmud Chacham, Hasam Naderech HaToiva. What? The harder you fall?
Yes.
No, I fall. The Saras Tam Perish Minatara, who's Perish Minatara. Okay, let's now take a look at some of the Midrashim. Okay, the first Medrash is the word Ned. This is a popular, this is in the Avos. Avos Perek Vav Mishnah Beis Nezem Zav Ba'af. This is Nutrikin. The Nun of Nezem, Zayin is the Zayin of Zohav, and Af. And this is an unusual Nutrikin when you take the last letter of the word Af. The Af, I guess the syllable is the Aleph is silent. So you take the pay. It's like someone said to me yesterday, where do you live? I live between J and K. J as in Jose, and K as in knowledge. J and K. So here you have Af. Af begins with an Aleph, but the Aleph is silent. So the pay is the syllable that is pronounced. So we take these three words together, we have Nutrikin. Nun, Zayin, Pei. What is that? That spells the word Nezef. Or I'm saying Nozef? Nozaf. What does Nozaf mean? Nozaf means excommunicated. The word Nozaf means he's put in a Shamta. He's Nezifa, excommunicated. So the Gemara makes a drasha. What? Nezifa? No, Nezifa means you've been distanced, you've been separated, you've been put away, you've been set aside. So the Gemara says, call me, the Gemara makes a drasha, call me, this, call me she'enoi oisek ba'toira tamid. Anyone that's like a pig. We'll see what this means. A person that does not learn Torah Tomit, does not have a Seder, is not consistent in this Talmud Torah, Nikra Nozuf. He's called a Nozuf. Why is he called a Nozuf? Shenemar. The Kala Rabosi. Michal, you know this medrash?
No.
Kala Rabosi. Hey Gimel. Nezef Zav Ba'af Chazir Isha Yofa V'Saras Toam. So we take the word over here, the Nezem Zav, this beautiful gold ring. The gold ring refers to the Torah. How do we know that it's called the Torah? We have a pasuk in Yechezkel that says, "Vo'etei nezem al apech." Hashem said to you, "I'm going to put a nezem al apech." First, Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Torah. The Omer nezem zobiyav chazir. Mihu chazir? Who's the chazir? Zeh shekarol leprakim. A chazir is a creature which is inconsistent. According to Chazal's understanding of the chazir, the pig, it does not have any seder. Today it does one thing, tomorrow it does something else. It does not have a predictable pattern. Is that what we associate with the chazir? I don't think so, that's not obvious. But that's what Chazal says. Chazir is something which is unpredictable. And a person that when it comes to learning Torah, who's unpredictable, today he learns this, tomorrow he learns that, he doesn't learn, does learn, that is called the chazir. The Nezem Zahav is a code for Torah. Torah that is attached to a chazir, Torah that is attached to a person that is not predictable, is like an Isha Yof of a Saras Tom. And being that the word here is, these words are Nun, Zayin, a ba'af pei, they spell the word nozuf. We give this term to a person that is has Torah and lives an unpredictable life. That's what the Medrash says. Zeh shekar b'toyr l'prakim, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lama hu lefanai. What is he performing like a chazir? Sharei Torah si yofeh, my Torah is Yafe Kinezim Zav, and this person behaves like a Chazir. He's unpredictable. And therefore, that's why I'm going to give him this title of a Nozuf. Okay. Let's go to... Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Let me just make sure I didn't forget anything over here. Okay, next pasuk. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Pasuk Chaf Gimel is Tava Sadikim Achtoif. The desire of a tzadikim is only for good. Tikvas Rasham Evra. The desire of a Rasha is anger. Mitzudos Pasuk Chaf Gimel Aft Achtoif Mikol Hatayvus. From all the different things a person can desire, tzaddikim only desire good things. The oizim hashar, and they abandon, they abandon everything. So ach is always a miut. Vayishoher ach noach. There was no one left but Noach. Everything else fell. The whole world fell away. The whole world was destroyed. It was all of Noach. On Shmini Atzeres, we say vehoyisa ach sameach. What do we learn when Sukkot? We have many mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Dalad Minim, the mitzvah of Korbanos, all the various Korbanos. And what else do we have on the mitzvah of Vissamachta Bechagecha? The first 7 days of Sukkot, we also have the mitzvah of Simcha. Now comes Shmini Atzeres vehoyisa. Ach Sameach. The mitzvah of Sukkah falls away. The mitzvah of Lulav falls away. The mitzvah of Oil Asriya falls away. All you're left with is Ach Sameach, which by itself is very interesting. The idea is that it's the Shmini Atzeres is one of the hardest mitzvahs to define, because we the most difficult Yom Tov to define, because we don't have any mitzvahs. We just have simcha. But there's one thing that's very unique about Shmini Atzeres is ach. It's not that there are no mitzvahs. Shmini Atzeres is a day when you say goodbye to mitzvahs. Pesach, you have mitzvahs. You don't say goodbye to anything. Where do you have a mitzvah when you say the Yitzia Min HaSukkah? There's something called you leave the sukkah. There's a teal, you go into the sukkah for the very last time, and you say goodbye to the sukkah. You say goodbye to your matzah on the first on when Pesach is over. Do you say goodbye to your Chanukah menorah? Do you say goodbye to take any mitzvah? You ever say goodbye to a mitzvah? Why is it that only on Sukkot do we have this idea of saying goodbye to the sukkah? It's because sukkah Shmini Atzeres is called Vehoyisa Ach Sameach, and here the words of the mitzvahs really capture this idea. Ach doesn't just mean only. Ach means take everything that you have and get rid of. Actively do a pa'ula to relinquish, to give up, to distance yourself from what you have and only remain with one thing. That's what it says in Sukkot. We call atayves boichem ach tayves samasa atoyv the oizem ashar, and you abandon everything else. Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, you really start off Shmini Atzeres with Sukkah. That's why, you know, that's why many people eat. They eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. They're all getting the shaila about Taisif. There are many different issues, but why do some people still hold on to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Because holding on to the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is a chelik of ach sameach.
Nobody does it.
They have Yitzhak and HaSukkah. That they do. They do on Hashanah Rabbah. They do that on Hashanah Rabbah. They're different minhagim, but this is an idea that cannot be neglected. It has to be emphasized. It's Ach Sameach, and here this idea is being brought in this pasuk. Ach Tov, the person that tzaddik, they're a healthy person. As many times, you want to make money, you want to succeed. There are many things you can devote your life to. A tzaddik, he abandons all of those taivas and only holds on to ach toiv, something which we call toiv, and what is toiv? Of maseh ha-toiv. Rashi, tikvas, ach toiv v'chesed for the koi mechayai. So ach toiv v'chesed, okay, I have to go look how it's determined in that context, I don't know. But here, at least in this interpretation, this is what the Mitzvah says. From all the different things that a person could desire, they only desire to do maisim toivim. Next words of the Mitzvah, Evra, kol tikvasam limsa d'dover ma lichais u'lehiskat seif al mi. Their only desire, their tikvas shav, their desire is, their hope is to cause Evra is anger, to cause trouble, to make trouble. Rashi was chav gimel tikvas v'sham Evra boitchem u'mekavim legehenim. They have faith and they yearn for again. It's a very strange Rashi. A person is secure and who's mekave, and he yearns for Gehenim. They actually enjoy Gehenim. I don't know what this. I really don't know what this Rashi means. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Yesh mefazav noisav oid v'choseich miyosher ach lemachzor. Another very popular pasuk. There are people who are mefazav. They disperse all of their money, and by dispersing their money, v'noisav oid, they only gain for themselves. However, v'choseich, there are people that withhold. Someone who withholds miyosher from good. Ach lemachzor, it only leads to their loss. Giving aser b'shvil shetis asher. Give money in order that you should become rich. The more stuck you give, the more money you give. Right? Spend money. The more money you give, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees he'll give you back even more. So when you are mefazer, when you disperse, you're really gaining more. When you withhold, when you're stingy, the stinginess is going to cause a loss. Let's see the limits of this pasuk of Dal. Pasuk of Dal. Yesh mefazer v'tzlema. Yim sadaver. You'll find the following matter. Im mefazroi b'inyin ma v'yitoysef od yoser. If you disperse your money, it will be added to you even more. But v'yimna milite nimenu af haroi. If you're going to withhold from giving even what you should give, the bare minimum, lo yihya sibul kim hadavar kim lachsiroi. What you're going to have is not even going to last. Even your principal is going to be diminished. Behu Pizroin Hamam Litzdaka, what are we referring to? The Mesuda says this pasuk is to be interpreted in reference to giving tzedaka. If you'll give money to the poor people, that will be a bracha for you. If you don't give, then whatever you have will be taken away from you. Ki hamafaza period. Okay, Rashi pasuk Yechavdal, Yesh Mafaza, Mamoinak going litzdaka. The nice if Oidin you'll have be blessed. The Choseich. Atzmo mi Yosher, a person withholds himself from Yosher, what's upright, again referring to tzedaka. Ach lemachzor yihelo, it will only result in a loss. Okay, so besides the halal, the inyan of giving a tzedakah, this pasuk is also interpreted in reference to teaching other people Torah. Let me read you the Medrash Mishlei. The Medrash Mishlei says, Dover acher, yeish mefazav noisef, imru isa dor. If you see a generation, Torah chaviv aleihem, that Torah is precious, havi mefazer Torah lohem, you should be mefazer Torah, you should devote yourself to teaching Torah. If there are people that are interested in listening, then you should give up of yourself and be mefazer Torah. Umahir, what does it mean, v'choseich miyosher ach lemachzor, imro isa dar shehem mevakshim lilmoy Torah, same idea, v'ein ata melamdam, sof shatar mischaseres mimcha. If people want to hear what you have to say, they want someone to teach them, and you refuse, you're too busy. You're too busy with your own private siddharm, accumulating your own private Torah knowledge, and not willing to give over from your Torah knowledge to others, then it will come a point, and even what you know, you'll forget. Shemitach shatim olamidat, because the rule is, the more you give, the more siyat deshma you have in becoming greater. He's saying, we know the famous Chazal, Mikol Mulamdai Hiskaldi, Umitalmidai Yoiser Mikulam. From all of my friends, I've learned, but from my Talmidim, I've learned more than anyone else. Shenem, there's another part, and then he goes on to quote a pasuk we're going to have over here. In fact, the next pasuk will come in a few minutes. So this pasuk also interpreted in reference to teaching Torah. Rav Moshe says, the same way there's a mitzvah to give up of a tenth of your money for tzedakah, there's a mitzvah to give up a tenth of your free time to teach other people Torah. To have some type of shutfis, some type of time devoted to teach people who need your assistance. They have all these organizations, Partners in Time, and all these different organizations to teach people who want to learn to give up at least 10% of your time. Okay, I remember reading the biography of Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he would anytime he had a good Talmud in the yeshiva, he would get rid of him. What do you mean he would get rid of him? He would send him out to start another yeshiva, to start an organization. And people were very upset because the yeshiva, why do you focus on taking the best talmidim in the yeshiva or the best malamdim and pushing them out to start to start other organizations. You should keep them for the yeshiva itself. Build up Torah V'Das. Let them stay in Torah V'Das. You'll make Torah V'Das into the greatest place in the world to keep this talent, keep all the talent, all the koiches hanefesh in the yeshiva. So he says, no, the pat hafkid is this pasuk. The tafkid is yesh mefazer v'noisefot. Klal Yisrael at that time needed people out there. And if we have someone good out here, we got to send them out to the world. We got to send them out to start a new yeshiva, a new organization. You have to be fast. What's going to be in the yeshiva? Don't worry. We'll have Siyat Deshmaya. This yeshiva will not shut down anytime soon. Yesh mefazer v'noisefod. And I'm going to the Choseich. I'm going to keep here in the yeshiva all the Talmidim for myself. I want to keep them for myself in order for my own Tohelas. I'm going to be Choseich miyosher. What's right? Then ach lemachsar, the yeshiva will shut down very quickly. Tafkid of a yeshiva is to produce Talmidim, should go out into the world and change the world. Not to produce Talmidim in order to give cover to the people that are in the yeshiva to keep them for yourselves. You have to spread, you got to spread the wealth. Right, exactly. He sent that in Chlibwins.
It's just the opposite of today, where you want to have the best and the best, and anyone else is no good.
Well, there's a,
and you want to keep them in.
Well, no, obviously you're dealing with different levels of... everything has to be taken in context. But it's a very powerful... This is something that is in the book. I don't know if they actually quote this passage, but this idea is certainly there. It's a whole chapter. He sent everyone, anyone that was good, he sent out. And people had complaints against him that you should keep someone good here in the yeshiva itself. No. Tafkid is yesh mefazev and isifot. Okay, before we conclude, there's just one incredible medrash. This to me was a shock. I read this, I couldn't believe that I was reading. It's a medrash, Agodas Bereishis. Agodas Bereishis, chapter Mem Vav, section Aleph. It contrasts the way Avraham Avinu prepared Yitzchak for his Zivug to the way Yaakov Avinu prepared, in contrast to how Yitzchak prepared Yaakov for his Shidduch. When Avraham wanted to marry off Yitzchak, Avraham said to Eliezer, I'm writing you a shtar, and the shtar says, everything that I own belongs to Yitzchak. I'm giving away all my money. Everything I have belongs to Yitzchak. But when Yitzchak sent Yaakov to Padan Aram to find the Shidduch, he gave him nothing. He gave him nothing. And what was the result? The result was when Avraham gave Yitzchak everything, not only did Yitzchak have everything, Hashem went further and gave Yitzchak even more. I'll read you the psukim. But Yitzchak, being that he was stingy, did not give Yaakov anything to prepare him for marriage. Hashem took away or denied any further communication with Yitzchak. Let me read you the words. It's a shocking medrash. What? But that was his own private wealth. He took from all of his money, his own money, but it was not money that Yitzchak gave. Let me read you. It's a shocking medrash. It's not the way I'm going to read you. It's not something that you would pick up. It's not something that you would pick up from the psukim. Reading psukim, Chumash Rashi, you would not pick this up. This is what the medrash says. Let me read you. Yesh mefazer v'noisif od. Oh, it's very late. Ze Avram shepizer memoinolis. This Avram Avinu who is mefazer is mamon to Yitzchak. But no, b'shvil sheyinase shenemar vayikach eved asara gimalim. The chol tov adoinov biyodai, and the Gemara darshin ze diotiki. This is a star that says everything that I own belongs to Yitzchak. Shaholcha Eliezer went biyodai, took with his hands. Shlomit Sobeach. What did Shlomo Melch say about concerning this pasuk? The chol tov adoinov biyodo yesh mefazer v'noisefot. Avraham Avinu was mefazer kol neoisah for his son, and Hashem gave even more. What does it mean, v'noisefod? Sheberuch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem also blessed Yitzchak. Shenemar, vayihi achrei moitz Avraham, vayivorech Elokim es Yitzchak beno. So according to Re'ei Kama Osa Avraham, the Yitzchak. Look what let's read the next section. So in other words, the Medrash is interpreting that the only reason why Hashem blessed Yitzchak, Acharei Mois Avram, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yitzchak Bino. It says the word Bino. So if you read Chumash, you would never know why, because Yitzchak was a good guy. Yitzchak was a tzaddik, so Hashem wanted to give Yitzchak bracha. No, that's not the way they measure. Do you know why he got the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was following in the ways of Avraham. Avraham, you want to bless your child? You know what? I also want to bless your child. You want to be generous? You want to be mefazer? You know what? V'nosafot. Hashem says, I'm going to reciprocate. I'm also going to give him a bracha. That's why Yitzchak was blessed doubly from Avraham and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. That's not Pashup Shah in the Pasuk. That's what the measure says. In contrast, let's go to Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does it say? When the Yitzchak lo also came to Yaakov. Rather, Elo Hitzir Reikon. It says in the Medrash, I'm not making this up. It says that when Yitzchak sent out Yaakov Padan Aron, go. You'll figure out what to do. You find yourself a parnasa. I'm not going to give you one penny.
I'm not giving you nothing.
Give nothing. Amar Lo Yakadosh Baruch Hashem said, Chosachta min hamiskein hazeh. You denied your child. Your child, the wealth. Yitzchak was a phenomenally wealthy person. He was a multi-billionaire. And he says, you're not giving your child a few dollars. You're sending him to Koilo. You're sending him out for a shidduch. And you're not giving him a few dollars. You can't give him something? So Hashem says to Yitzchak, L'machzor, that's the pasuk, V'chosech miyosher. You're not being yosher with your child Yaakov? Ach l'machzor. You will suffer, Yitzchak. Shenemar, it says, Shenemar, V'chosech miyosher ach l'machzor, mehoyelo, Nistalka heimenu shchina. Unbelievable what it says. The moment that Yaakov departed from Yitzchak, the Shechina left Yitzchak. Ve'ein ata moitzei shenidbar HaKadosh Baruch Hu imo acharei sheshalach es Yaakov el l'b'shosh shemes. It was it. Hashem no longer spoke. So according to the Medrash, the reason why Hashem no longer spoke to Yitzchak from the moment that Yaakov left was a punishment for not giving Yaakov money when he went to find the shidduch. A shocking thing to say. Hashem, we don't find in the Torah from the time that Yaakov departed from Yitzchak, like the Shpach who spoke to Yitzchak, this was a punishment for not giving Yaakov money when he left him to go when he found the shidduch. So that's all in the pasuk, Yesh Mefazer V'Nosafot, Avraham in relation to Yitzchak. But the Chosech Miyosher Achlam Achsar Yitzchak in relation to Yaakov. Half level fellow. Okay, we'll stop here.